Good morning. That thunderstorm complex that brought heavy rain, frequent lightning, and gusty winds to the region overnight last night has now raced through New England and is located east of Cape Cod and over down east Maine. Residual, scattered, and light and spotty showers remain across interior New York and New England this morning, but they will not really have much impact on the weather going forward as they'll tend to dry out. Still plenty of clouds around this morning and even a few scattered sprinkles as a cool front still is working its way through. A northwesterly wind behind the front will drive in drier air today, and the dew point temperatures will come down through the afternoon. Still, readings will reach the upper 70s and lower 80s on average for afternoon highs, with readings in the middle to upper 80s closer to the eastern seaboard. As we get into the overnight period, a wave of low pressure will ride along that same front along the Ohio River Valley and south of Long Island. This will bring some showers, perhaps a thunderstorm, to parts of the southern Catskills and mid and lower Hudson Valley overnight tonight. The rest of the region will remain dry, although mostly cloudy skies will prevail, with temperatures bottoming out in the 50s to around 60. Beautiful sunshine with high pressure building in tomorrow. Still a bit of a northwest breeze, but much lower humidity, with highs reaching on average to around 80. High pressure will continue to dominate into the day on Friday with brilliant sunshine, even lower dew points in the 40s, which will make the air feel crisp and comfortable as highs stay in the middle to upper 70s. A few clouds will blow through on Saturday, otherwise mostly sunny skies with highs in the middle to upper 70s before the next disturbance brings a chance of showers and thunderstorms our way for Sunday and Monday with highs staying in the 70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, severe thunderstorms are expected across much of the northern and central plains into the upper Mississippi Valley and through the Midwest and southern Great Lakes eastward into Pennsylvania. Isolated severe storms are also possible from central Kansas into western Texas. Large hail and damaging winds will be the main threats, with the most significant severe storms expected across the Dakotas and Minnesota. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or a waterspout from an airport was at Nassau Airport in the Bahamas at 2:27 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. The last report of hail was at Batna, Algeria at 3:35 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility with rain showers and fog, 52 degrees, with a west wind at 54 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, cloudy and 39 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 71 degrees, the dew point 65, 81% relative humidity, a northwest wind at 8 miles per hour, gusting to 17, and the barometer at 29.82 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 108 degrees at Bullhead City, Arizona, to a low of 22 at Chemult, Oregon. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the lower 90s, Boston mostly sunny in the upper 80s, and in Buffalo partly sunny skies with highs in the lower 70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 90 degrees, the low 64. The average temperature 77, that's 9 degrees above normal. We had 22 hundredths of an inch of rain yesterday, 3.05 inches for the month, which is 85 hundredths above normal, and 16.61 inches for the year, which is 37 hundredths of an inch of rain below normal. There were 12 cooling degree days in Albany yesterday, for the month now 61, that's 12 above normal, and 96 for the season, which is 17 cooling degree days above normal. The average high temperature at Albany today, 79 degrees, the average low 57. The record high 97 set in 1957, and the record low 39 set in 1958. Sunrise this morning was at 5:17 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:36 p.m. 15 hours and 19 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy today with a shower or thunderstorm possible and highs in the upper 70s to lower 80s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. A mix of hazy sun and clouds, warm and still humid today, with highs in the mid to upper 80s. Mostly cloudy tonight, with a chance of showers and thunderstorms, and lows in the mid-60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds and breezy today with highs in the upper 70s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the middle 80s. Mostly cloudy tonight with a chance of showers and thunderstorms and lows in the lower 60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds and breezy today with highs in the lower 80s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows near 60. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, much lower humidity in the lower 80s. Mostly sunny, comfortably mild Friday in the upper 70s. A mix of sun and clouds, mid to upper 70s on Saturday. For Sunday and Monday, a chance of a shower or thunderstorm, otherwise partly sunny in the middle to upper 70s, and a mix of sun and clouds back to the lower 80s on Tuesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.